This is 7AD. Let's talk cricket Northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Hello, mate.
Morning, DK. How are you?
Got the sniffles, mate.
A bit of hay fever, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all good, though.
Let's hope it doesn't affect your cricket.
Nah, she should be all right, I reckon.
Okay. So I'll start off with the first grade, Greater Northern Cup one-day games. Right, so, well, hopefully you get some cricket tomorrow because the forecast is gnarly, mate.
Yeah, it looks pretty nasty, doesn't it?
15 to 35 mils.
Yeah.
And that's right across the north.
The north, yeah, okay. Yeah, nah, we've been checking all week and almost notified ourselves that it could be off, but I guess you've just got to turn up expecting to play and then see what happens from there.
Well, your game at Sheffield, you might get the best of it. You might get the finest weather because I think most of it's going to be like right on the coastal strip.
Oh, right on the coastline, yeah, okay.
So you guys are at home against Westbury tomorrow.
Against Westbury, yeah. So we had a bit of a poor weekend, I suppose, last week. We two road trips, one to Launceston Saturday and then off to Wynyard on Sunday. We were one end to the other, but no success, unfortunately, but we know where we went wrong, so we'll try and rectify the wrongs and heading against Westbury. Westbury are actually travelling pretty well. They're fourth on the Greater Northern ladder, so they'll obviously be trying to sort of sneak into that top two spot to get a home final. Mm. And for us, although we can't make the Greater Northern finals now, we'll certainly be hoping to take some points and better ourselves on our local ladder up here. So that'll be the plan.
Burnie against Mowbray at West Park tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously Mowbray probably struggled a little bit this year in the Greater Northern comp. They're actually last. They've only sort of got 4 points, which is a washout against us.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they haven't been overly successful. I think Burnie have been tracking okay. They seem to be putting some pretty good scores on the board, but they just seem to be doing maybe a couple of things wrong throughout the game. And I noticed that Sean Redman, their coach, had sort of noted that in today's paper. So West Park can't complain about the conditions and the outfield and the pitch down there. So it'll be even for everyone. But I think Burnie should be too strong there and they should get on the winners list.
Right, NTCA tomorrow, Ulverston head to South Lonnie.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting game because whoever wins that basically puts, or if Ulverston win it, they go above South Lonnie on the Greater Northern ladder, but if South Lonnie win it, they bridge the gap and sneak into the four. So it's actually a pretty important game from what I can work out. So South Lonnie are travelling pretty well. Again, they're starting to become the team that we know from South Launceston, and they're starting to get some form. And Ulverston, they beat us probably going back 2 or 3 weeks ago and they're creeping back on the winners list consistently. So I know they've got a couple of outs this week, Ulverston, but they've also got some pretty handy inclusions too.
Wynyard hosting Launceston tomorrow.
Yeah, Wynyard travelling really well. This will be an interesting game. I mean, Wynyard should be full of confidence. I think they've won 4 on the trot now. Mm. So, they're tracking really well. Launceston, they're undefeated in the Greater North, best team in the comp, I think, by a pretty long way. You know, getting on the bus, an hour and a half travel down to Wynyard, it's a pretty big thing on a Saturday morning. You've got to sort of switch off to switch on to switch off to switch on. So
yeah.
It's one of those sort of days. But I think Lonnie will be too strong, but who knows? Cricket's a funny game.
Indeed. Riverside against La Trobe at Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside, I guess what they're doing is basically playing to stay in the top two, I suppose. They're second at the moment. That means they'll get a home final as it stands. La Trobe have got a couple of outs. They've got an injury, and I believe Chris Boone's unavailable. So they've replaced those two in their team with Josh Smith and Connor Dennis. I think it'll be a good game of cricket. The facilities at Riverside are A+.
Fantastic.
But I think Riverside probably should be too strong.
Right.
And Devonport have the bye.
Devonport have the bye in first grade. So that's Greater Northern Cup tomorrow. Second grade, so I'll just run through the games. 50 over cricket tomorrow. So we've got La Trobe versus Burnie at La Trobe, Ulverston against Wynyard at Ulverston, and Devonport play Sheffield at Devonport. So they're the one-day games.
Yep.
How's that comp going in the 50 over situation?
Yeah, it's actually, I was just about to say, it's pretty tight. Ulverston are on top of the ladder. La Trobe are a fair way off there, sitting sixth last at the moment on 9 points. But between first and fifth is actually only 20 points, which once you get to two-day cricket, like 20 points seems like it's quite a big margin. But when you get to two-day cricket, it's only one good innings.
Yeah.
So realistically, that competition's probably going to heat up after Christmas. You just need to stay in touch now, get another win or two before the Christmas break, come back, refresh yourselves for two-day cricket and launch into some points.
Yeah, and the second grade, they go around again on Sunday. It's the T20 Grand Final.
That's right.
So this is at Ulverston, 4 o'clock on Sunday between Ulverston and Burnie. It'll be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Yeah, the Sports Power T20 Cup. So, good game of cricket. If you're not doing much on Sunday, Arvo, highly encourage you to get across to UCI Oval and have a watch.
Yeah. Now, the women this weekend, so they've got T20s as well on Saturday. 5:30 start. So who have we got there?
I believe we've got Sheffield and La Trobe up at Sheffield.
Yep.
Then it looks like we've got Wynyard have a bye, and Ulverston and Devonport are at UCI Oval. So a couple of good games of cricket there, obviously following on from the men's games, should they get a start, of course, with weather. So I guess the best and worst case for cricket is if a men's game is called off, then hopefully they can get a women's game on late that afternoon to keep some people around the clubhouse.
Yeah, 5:30 for those games at La Trobe and Devonport for the women on Saturday. And I'll just plug the under-18s. They start their T20 comp, which is a new thing.
It is.
Because the junior situation has changed, Cricket Northwest. It's now gone to under-12s, 14s, 16s. So the under-17s teams from last year, a lot of those boys, you know, some of them aren't playing senior cricket.
Yep.
So it gives kids an opportunity to have a whack. So T20 under-18s at 5:15 this afternoon. So we've got Wynyard against Ulverston at Wynyard. Ulverston have two teams, so that's the Ulverston red team. Burnie against Ulverston Black at West Park. Devonport against Sheffield at Devonport, and La Trobe boys have a bye. 5:15.
Perfect. Good concept.
All right, mate. Good on you.
Cheers,
catch
DK.
You next week.
Thanks, mate.